Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated in His presence. Are you blessed to be here this morning? Hallelujah. It is always a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. God's house is never a place we can get used to. I believe that it's a blessing. So this morning, just to make you aware, number one, we're not going to have our psalm at the end of this service. So please, when we are done now with the communion, you will be free to go home. Amen. Then number two, we also have now received the flyers for our Swelling Sunday coming up. Praise the Lord. And basically, what I would like you to do is at the end of the service, praise the Lord, you can collect a few of this with you just to help us invite and tell others about this. Hallelujah. This event is taking place on the 20th of April on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is going to be chock-a-block here. There will be no seats available. Hallelujah. Because you know why? So many people still don't know what Jesus did for them. They celebrate without knowing what He did. This coming Easter, we want to take some time and help people connect. You see, what am I holding in my hand? Bottle of water. You know, you can hold this bottle and die of thirst. Yes. Holding the bottle of water doesn't mean you have quenched your thirst. You only enjoy the water when you open it and actually start drinking it, not holding it. And this is the reality of a lot of people. They have things, but they're actually not experiencing those things. And they are just happy that they are holding the things. This is the reality of a lot of people. What are you holding? Oh, I've got a bottle of water in my hand. And I thank God that it's really a blessing to have a bottle of water in my hand. I really praise God for this bottle of water in my hand. I can feel that there is water and I feel how cold it is. All of those are good. But until you actually drink the water, you haven't experienced it. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something before the Lord this morning. Jesus didn't die for us to just celebrate. No. He died for us to have victory. He died for us to have dominion. He died for us to have deliverance. He died for so many things. And people celebrate Easter and not actually experience Easter. On the 20th of April, we want to say to somebody, come home. Come home. Hallelujah. There is a time to talk about home, but there's a time to come home. Do you know that talking about home and being home are two different things? Yeah. So this coming 20th, tell your friends, let's go home. Tell even your parents, come, let's go home. Do you understand? So how are you going to do it? Well, we want to help you do it better. It's better to invite a person when you have something in your hand. Basically, you have something, you tell them, I want to invite you to this. Then you can start a conversation. Ask to compare to not having anything and wanting to invite somebody. Do you see the importance of the flyer? The flyer is an invitation. And when they take the flyer, basically, even when you are no more talking, if they didn't destroy the flyer will keep reminding them at home. The flyer will keep inviting them. Do you understand? And even those who will not come on the 20th, even though we trust in God for everybody to come, but even those who might not come on the 20th, if they keep the flyer, the flyer will keep inviting them until you will be surprised that they will come. They will come to church because of the flyer that keeps being in their yard, in their house. So it's important to take this with you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says, go to all the world. And Lord, we want to be obedient to your word. Therefore, Father, on the 20th of April, we are committing ourselves to invite your people to your house to hear the word of God and connect to the Lord of the universe. Father, right now, I speak a blessing on all these flyers, holding the one in my hand as a point of contact. For all the branches where these flyers are going to be distributed this morning, Lord, I pray that you will give your people a willing heart to receive these flyers and to not keep them home, Lord, but to be excited about sharing them with their friends. Lord, and I speak a blessing on every flyer as we share them with your people. Father, use this flyer to touch them. Use these flyers to compel them. Use this flyer to draw them. Your word says, no one can come to you unless the Father draws them. Father, this morning we say, through the flyers, draw them to your house. Draw them to your house. We anoint these flyers with the blood of Jesus, and we speak the presence of the Holy Spirit on these flyers now. Angels will carry them with us. Angels will assist us in the reaping of the harvest. I bind every opposition, every force of darkness standing on the way of the flyers. I cancel and I dismantle it in the name of Jesus. Father, every single person that will receive this flyer will be compelling their hearts to come to your house. I give you thanks, Father. I give you praise that you are empowering your children to do this good work for your glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, guys. So at the end of the service, the ashes will be outside. They won't give you a lot. You can take two or three. Those of you that are good at talking and inviting people, you can take maybe five, but really not more. Just take about two or three or maximum five. Praise the Lord. And then take them with you during the week. Start telling your friends, invite them. Now, the leaders that are in the church, we know the work we have to do. So we will take more and do a deeper work. But we just want to give an opportunity to everybody. Now, listen, if you feel like you can take more than five, why not? Praise the Lord. I just don't want to burden you with things and then you go home and you don't even use them. Rather live with us and we can do better. You just take what you think you can work with. Hallelujah. And I can tell you something. God is going to bless you richly as you do so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning we are starting a new series. And we're going to just introduce it. Partake of the communion and release you to go home. Amen. Is that a good idea? Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. We're talking this morning and this whole month about receiving from God. Receiving from God. Hallelujah. And I believe that this is going to be a blessing to you to learn how to receive from God. Receiving from God is not obvious. Because, why am I saying it's not obvious? Because many people don't get anything from God after having been with God for a very long time. It now makes you wonder, has God gone bankrupt? Has God run out of resources? How come I can be with God for a long haul and I'm trusting him for things, but I don't have them? unknown to some of us here this morning, there's an art, like learning to receive from God. You actually have to learn how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, you will be with God and not receive anything. And it will look as if God can heal. No, maybe you don't know how to receive healing. God can bless. God can, you know, provide for my needs. No, maybe you don't know how to receive provision from God. Are you catching what I'm saying? God is going to place this month in your hands keys that will assist you in knowing how to receive from Him. How to receive from God is so important. Why is it that I'm teaching about this month? It is my desire that everybody that God has sent my way will see how good God is, will see how loving God is, and what a provider He is. Praise the Lord. So this morning is just going to be an introduction by the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 23, the Bible says, Paul speaking says, For I received from the Lord what I also pass unto you. He is very meticulous in telling you that what you are seeing me holding, I received it from the Lord. Now, by God's grace, a number of you will be one day able to say, I receive this from the Lord. I receive this from the Lord. You see, Paul is telling you, I received from the Lord. I received. Are you here? John 3:27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. A man can receive nothing. Do you now see that if you don't know how to receive from heaven, basically you will have nothing? Because you cannot receive anything until heaven has actually given it to you. That's how important this is. That if heaven hasn't released it, you can't have it. And also now, you are not in heaven. I'm not in heaven. We are here on earth. And I know how to, you know, can I tell you something? I'm just reminded of this. Do you know that I can send you money and you never get to receive that money? Because you don't know how to receive it. Many times I'll be wanting to send somebody money. I said, can I e-wallet? He said, hey, no, I don't know e-wallet. I don't know e-wallet. Yes, I'm sending you money, but you are saying don't send it this way. Why? Because if you send it via e-wallet, he will not know how to receive it. Even though he will have it, he will not know how to receive it. And he will go around moving as if he has nothing. It gets worse. It gets worse. There's somebody I send an e-wallet to. They never received it. Then they send me a message and say, Pastor, I can't come. I said, why? He said, I couldn't take the money you sent me. So the pin expired. So I lost the money. I said, no, you didn't lose the money. Dial *277#. Then press enter. Then the system will generate another pin for you. Then you can go and receive the money. He was surprised.
So the whole time, listen, the whole time, he's struggling. He can't come. He can't do anything. Yet he has the money. But he doesn't know how to receive it. If me, a mere human being, I can send another human being something and they struggle to receive it, how much more when a God in heaven sends a human being on earth something? Do you realize that there could be difficulties in receiving it? Not because it hasn't been sent, but rather because you don't know how to receive it. You don't know how to access what has already been given. I'm communicating this morning. God has had mercy on us, and God is sending a word this month to say, brothers and sisters, my children, I'm tired of you struggling. Meanwhile, I have provided for your needs. Now, learn how to receive when I send you something. This is going to be a blessing. I said, this is going to be a blessing. Are you ready to learn how to receive? Let's quickly touch something here before we go home. James chapter 1 verse 5. Unfortunately, not everybody can receive. I'm not saying God cannot send to everybody. God loves everybody. And God will always bless everybody. But not everybody can receive. Ask your neighbor, are you among the, am I sitting next to a person who cannot receive this morning and he's here to affect my receiving? Hey! You see, me, I'm very careful. Even when I'm standing next, there was a time I was traveling somewhere, somebody was sitting behind me. By the time we reached the place, I told people that this person must never sit behind me ever again if we ever go somewhere. Because the atmosphere was changed. Because of the person that was sitting behind me. Yes. So I'm asking you, ask the person that is standing, sitting next to you, that, are you the person who cannot receive? Because I don't want to be associated with you because I want to be a receiver. Amen. Praise the Lord. If anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. And it will be given to him. Verse 6. Hallelujah. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. 7. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. This is the person I'm talking about. The Bible is mentioning somebody who will not receive. Apparently, a person can receive, but God is mentioning that there's a particular person who should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. Look at the verse. That man, let me add, that woman, let me add, that child, whoever the person is, he should not think like he is dreaming. He is imagining things. You know how many of these people are moving around waiting for God? Like they are actually expecting that something is coming. Do you understand? Like this person, because when God says, don't think, it means you are thinking you will receive. Dancing stars, are you listening to me? I say, if that person should not think, what does that tell you? It means the person is thinking he could receive. And he's probably expecting to receive. Yet, heaven is saying, no, not you. So, let's quickly this morning explore who is this man, so that you and I never become this man. Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, that man is a double-minded man. Hello, somebody. The man who should not expect to receive. And this month, I'm teaching about how you can receive from God. Do you enjoy this series? That I want you to learn how to receive from God. And I'm not showing you that there's a particular man that God is telling you, this man should not think he can receive anything from me. And he says, who is that man? A man who has a double mind. He is double-minded and he is unstable in all he does. He is unstable in all he does. She is unstable in all she does. He is double-minded. What is a double-minded? He has two minds. He wants Susie and Susan. When you ask him, do you want tea or coffee? No, I say, I want both. Bring two cups with one for tea and one for coffee. Double-minded, he is undecisive. He is unable to really say what he wants. Have you met such people? They can't tell you exactly what they want. 1 minute he wants to go to college, the next minute he wants to start a business. The talk is forever changing. Angels are forever confused. Nobody ever knows what this person actually wants. When you are thinking that he wants a Zulu woman, by the time you come, he's busy with a Tswana woman. And then when you are thinking that he's settling with a Tswana woman, he comes with a colored woman. Double-minded person. One minute you are thinking that he's into Allah Babe Church, he's coming for 2 weeks and he's here, and you are really feeling that he's here. By the time you come to check him here, he has disappeared. He's somewhere else. Double-minded. He's never sure where he should be. She's never sure where she should be. That person. Go to verse 7. That person should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. I want us to talk about this person in about 10 minutes. Let's use 10 minutes to talk about this person. Let's go back to verse 5. Because what you are seeing at the end didn't start at the end. It's from verse 5 that the thing has started. He's just explaining to you. Then at the end, he's not telling you, this person should not think he can receive anything from God. Number one, anyone who lacks wisdom. A person who will never receive from God, number one, write it. They don't know what they lack. That's number one. They don't know what they lack. You see, you will think it is obvious that this person knows what they lack. You'll be shocked. Okay, can I do a little test here? How many of us prayed for wisdom this morning? Let's just use the one that is on the screen. Let's not even go for other ones. Let's just take the one that they are talking about here on the screen. Now, let's say, how many of us prayed for wisdom yesterday? Okay, one person prayed for wisdom, another one prayed for wisdom, another one prayed for wisdom. Who prayed for wisdom last week? A few people prayed for wisdom. Do you see how big the church is? Do you see how few people have prayed for wisdom? Do you know why you are not praying for wisdom? Can I tell you why? You don't think you lack wisdom. You are not praying for wisdom because you actually think you are wise. I mean, imagine when you are saying that you lack wisdom, basically you are saying that you are not like, certain things are not okay. Like, you are a bit stupid. Now imagine me coming to say to you, brother, do you know that you are stupid? You see the type of fight I'm going to get from you if I say to you that you are stupid. Which implies you don't think you lack wisdom. Which implies you will never ask for wisdom. I'm saying, don't think it is obvious that people know what they lack. It's not obvious. Has never been. Shall never be. There are people sitting in this church this morning, they lack a good friend, but they don't know it. They don't know that what they lack is not money. What they lack is a good friend. So they will never ask God for a good friend because they don't think they lack a good friend. Do you know what you lack? Think about it for a second. Do you know what you lack? If anyone lacks wisdom, are you sure you know what you lack? Because if you knew what you lack, you could have already had it because you were going to ask. We are confused because things are not in your life and you are not realizing you lack something. You're not realizing you lack something. Maybe this thing you lack is the reason why you are lacking. Let me ask the question once again. Do I know what I lack? Can I be honest with you? Every time I go on social media, when I page through people's stuff, it's easy to see what they lack. But I tell you, they don't think they lack anything. And you know, it is the same thing with me. When a greater man of God comes and checks my things, he can quickly see what I lack. But I assure you, when I'm posting my things, I don't think I lack anything. I feel I'm on top of my game. Even this morning in the church, just you look at the, you can see what a person lacks. But they don't think they lack anything. They are not even aware they lack anything. They're not even aware. Not that way. See, a marriage is lacking love. But the two people that are married they are not aware that this marriage doesn't have love. People are in a relationship. The relationship is lacking honesty. But none of the two people involved is actually aware that what is causing all the problem here, what we are lacking in this relationship is not money. What you are lacking in this relationship is not time together. What you are lacking in this relationship is not whatever you are mentioning. It's actually, there's no honesty in our relationship. What we are lacking is honesty. So we'll be thinking what we are lacking is money. What we are lacking is a car. What we are lacking is a bigger house. Meanwhile, what you are lacking is actually honesty. You're not catching what I'm talking about. Because you see, he didn't say if anyone lacks money, that's obvious. But it's not obvious to know you lack wisdom. It's not obvious. It's not obvious for you to realize that what is causing all this problem is not that I didn't go to school, it's that I don't have wisdom. You know what that means? It means you never pray for wisdom. This is so important. I should become aware of what I actually lack. Become aware of it. has made me to start praying, Lord, show me what I lack. Nobody is hearing me in this church, I tell you. A young man in Matthew 19, verse 20, was more clever than some of us here this morning. Listen to him. He said, all these things I have kept, the young man said, what do I still lack? Hello. What do I, you see, I don't believe that, I shouldn't assume that I know. So he asked Jesus, I've done what I think I should do, but what do I still lack? That's rather the way you should ask the question, that what do I still lack? Rather than saying, me, I don't lack wisdom, me, I don't lack, no, what do I still lack? What do I still lack? I've tried to get a job. I've done this. I've done this. I've done what they told me to do. What do I still lack? I've tried to invite people to church. I've tried this. I went to their home. I've done this. What do I still lack? No, we don't ask such questions because we think we know we are covered. What do I still lack? What do I still lack? This is the attitude of a person who will receive from God. This is the attitude of a person who will receive from God because he is open to whatever God will say. You know, you are asking me for this, but actually what you lack is this. What you lack is this. What you lack is this. You are asking me for this, but what you lack is this. Yeah. Clap. Hallelujah! What do I still lack? What do I still lack? This is a million-dollar question. A question business people don't ask. They never ask the question, what do I still lack? They're assuming what they are doing is perfect. No, I know my trade. I've been doing this for the past 17 years. I understand everything I'm doing here. I just need to improve on what... No! You might find out that the thing that will catapult you, you don't even know it. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. What do I still lack that is causing my things to be like this? If you're going to receive from God, you must come with a heart. What do I lack? What do I lack, Lord? Like, I don't want to assume that I've got this covered. What do I lack? What do I lack? What do I lack? What do I lack? Do you understand? You are receiving wisdom already just by understanding these simple principles. What do I still lack? That's what will make you understand that sometimes you are asking for something. God has already given you the answer he thinks you need. But because it doesn't look like the prayer you made, you think you made, so you think that God hasn't answered you. God has answered you, but God didn't answer based on what you think you need. God answered based on what he thinks you lack. What do I still lack? What do I lack? And maybe he has answered what you lack, but you are not yet seeing what you ask. Because he doesn't think what you ask is what you need.
Oh my God.
He thinks what you lack is what you need. So the answer is already there. He thinks, no, you lack a good friend. So I've sent a good friend. But because you don't think you need a good friend, so you are just, you know, you don't care for this person. You are looking for money. You want money. Lord, when is the money coming? I say, no, you don't need money. You need a good friend. You say, that good friend I have sent you is what you lack. And then when now you are saying, no, Lord, me, I want money. Some of you, you know what you lack? You lack a good pastor. If you could have a good... think you need this, you need this, you need this. God says you don't need those things. Actually, let me tell you, it's not about what you need. It's about what you lack. Come and shaka tamanda. It's about what you lack. And he's saying to you, actually, you lack this. Oh, you'll be surprised how one thing that arrives comes with a thousand things. Thousand things. And I tell you, most of the time, we don't know these things. We don't know we lack wisdom. So we don't pray for wisdom. We don't ask for wisdom. We feel I need money. I need a job. I need a husband. I need a car. I need a life. God said, I see what you need, but I want to tell you what you lack. But to tell you what you lack. And if you can become humble, if you can become humble, you will see what you lack. It takes humility to say, I lack wisdom. Because I'm saying, when you say, I lack wisdom, people will say, I bet you, I think you are a fool. You should say, yes, I am actually a fool. If I wasn't a fool, I wasn't going to be in this situation I am in now. The situation I am in doesn't look like the situation of a wise person. If this is the wisdom I say I have, then my wisdom is too small. Look at the wisdom that I have. Look at where my wisdom has gotten me. Can't you see you lack wisdom? Can't you see you lack something? Can't you see it? Can't you see it? And when if I say to you now, you are actually a fool, you will start boxing me. So I will never say it. God is hoping you will realize you lack. He will realize, you know what? Nobody has to tell me I've been a fool. I have been a fool. Look at my decisions. They are foolish decisions. Look at my choices. They are foolish choices. I lack wisdom. Oh, there's so much to tell you. You need to go on social media. You need to go on Facebook to find everything. But I feel like giving you just one more before we pray. Hallelujah. Can I give you just one more? Let's go back to Genesis 5. Now let's go to the next verse. Look at what he's saying. Next thing. Say, if anyone lacks wisdom, look at what he's advising you to do. He should ask God. 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 He said, you see, you can replace wisdom with anything you think you lack. Do you understand? He's just using wisdom. But I want to say, when you come across what you lack, who do you ask? Do you ask God? He should ask God. No, we go and ask the bank. We take a loan. We go to my Chinese house. We go and ask my Chinesas. Yeah, this is what we do. Oh, I'm talking to the wrong church. I'm saying that when we lack something, when we not discover what we lack, we not decide, hey, I lack this thing. Let me go. My Chinesa. Loan sharks. You go for loans. Because I said, no, I lack this. Who can help me? Do you ask God? Here we are addressing prayerlessness, because you see, asking God is all about prayer. It's prayer. It's prayer. It's prayer. How is your prayer life? Do you have a prayer life? Asking God is all about prayer. So now the question becomes, do you know how to pray? Or do you even pray? And how often do you pray? And which issues do you really bring to God? Because this is what I've observed. We bring to God issues that are philosophical. And we take to our friends. our real issues. Let me repeat my statement. When we go to God to ask, we go with philosophy. We talk like Socrates and Plato. We start talking philosophy. But when you go to your friend, then you really open your heart. And you really start saying the real things to your friend. What a mistake. But you know why you do it? Because you really don't believe that God can help you. You really don't believe that God can actually help. So you come to him with things that, you know, maybe this he can manage this one. But this one, no. I need to go to a serious person. I'm not apologizing about it. I repeat it. You will say, this one is a serious matter. I need to go to a serious person. Let's be honest. We don't take our serious issues to God in prayer. We don't. We take them to our friends, our colleagues. We don't take them to God. We don't. He doesn't really know your heart. You don't pour your heart to him. You'll be by your friend for 3 hours, drinking beer, eating and watching TV and pouring your heart. After that, you are worse than you were before you went. No, church. If you're going to be a person who receives from God, you have to learn to ask God. First of all, know what you lack. And once you know what you lack, I'm talking about somebody who will receive from God. Am I talking to the right people? A person that wants to receive from God. These are the steps. You must be humble to recognize, actually, I lack this. Yes, I lack forgiveness. Like most of the problems that are in my life now, they are here because I have refused to forgive this person. And it doesn't matter what I do. Things are not changing. So what do I lack? No. I think I lack somebody who understands. I lack somebody who will flow with me. No, you lack forgiveness. You are lacking forgiveness. If you could forgive, you will see that you can flow with anybody. But because you are lacking forgiveness, that lack of forgiveness, the fact that you are not forgiving, has blocked certain things. And no matter where you go, you can even decide to go to Johannesburg. Because some of you think you are lacking an opportunity, you are lacking a good environment. I need to go. Let me go to Mexico. Let me go to Dubai. You are thinking that, no, it is the Lidak spirit, the witchcraft of Lidak is what is causing me my problems. But right in Lidak, people are becoming millionaires. Coolly. Making serious money right before your nose. Aren't you not surprised? You want to leave Lidak to go to Soweto or wherever. A Chinese man has left Beijing. Not to go to Johannesburg. He has left Beijing. And has come and planted himself right here in Lidak. Lidak, that when you look at Lidak, you say, this is a poor place. There's nothing here. Who can live here? My China. He has left Beijing. He has come and he has planted himself here. He has planted himself. Then he called his neighbors. He called his relatives. They have all come and joined him. They don't complain about mosquitoes. They don't complain about the bush. They are so happy. They are just enjoying themselves. You are complaining. What do I lack? You are catching something in the name of Jesus. You are catching something. Now, because of time, we stop here for today. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet, please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you know what is good for you, come next week. But you can even do better. Go online. The message is available. What do I still lack? If you go on YouTube after the service, you'll find I've shared exactly what causes a person to not receive from God. This is just a piece of it. But there's more. Go and listen to the message. Go and watch the message. God will bless you richly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the heavens. If we can have the stewards to start helping us already with the communion. Just lift your hands to the heavens right now and start praying. First of all, can we say, Lord, thank you for this little word that has come with so much wisdom to help us see what do I still lack? Or maybe you want to pray the prayer of that young man. Lord, what do I still lack? However you want to pray, please open your mouth. Let's begin to talk to God right now. Everybody, begin to talk to God. I want to hear you pray. Open your mouth, please. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Let's all open our mouth and let's begin to talk to the Father. Let's begin to talk to the Father. Everybody, please. And let's restrict the movements so that we are focused. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me what I still lack. Or Father, help me understand that this thing you've been showing me is actually where the problem is. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for this series. Receiving from God. Receiving from God. Thank you, Father, that my victory has come. My freedom has come. My deliverance has come. I believe with all my heart that you are about to change my life completely. Transform my existence totally. Come on, somebody talk to the Father right now. Talk to the Father right now. Thank him for the word that has come. Ask him to bless this word in your heart. Father, bless this word in your heart. Help me, Lord, that as I listen every Sunday this month, Lord, that I will have a heart that is ready to change where I need to change so I can become a beneficiary of those who receive from God. Those who receive from God. In the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me where I missed it. Father, forgive me where I was too stubborn, thinking that I know what is wrong. Even when you are showing me something else, I resisted your voice. But this morning, Lord, I am ready to make adjustments. This morning, Lord, I am ready for change. Somebody pray that prayer from the depths of your heart. From the depths of your heart. Oh, yes. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. La menesa toma kelemanda. Holy Spirit, you are welcome this morning. We turn our eyes to you. We turn our eyes to you. We turn our eyes to you this morning. We know, Lord, you are getting ready to change our story. You are getting ready to change our story by placing in our hands the keys of breakthrough. The keys of breakthrough. Somebody will have a testimony because God will visit them. You shall not live in perpetual lack. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Your God is a giver. You cannot be a beggar. Your God is a giver. You cannot be a beggar. Your God is a giver. You cannot be a beggar. You will learn how to receive. You will learn how to receive. Your mind is being opened. I speak to your spirit. I speak to your spirit. Your spirit is opening. Your soul is opening. The obstacles are being removed. Jesus, can you raise your voice to the heavens? Can you cry to the Lord right now and say, Jesus, I'm ready to change. I'm ready to adjust. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to be at the right place
so I can receive from you.
My God. Magezebele da goda bala de brega da baraba. Elelelelele masanda ramandara mandaraba. Come on, let the Lord rain on you this morning. Let the presence of God rain on you this morning. Let the power of God breathe over you this morning. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you this morning. I don't know what the obstacle has been. Maybe you started feeling God has abandoned you. God doesn't care about you. No, my brother, God loves you and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Oh, yes. God is healing some people here right now. The presence of God is beginning to work. Please position yourself well. Please position yourself well. God is getting ready to heal somebody here. God is getting ready to heal somebody here of a heartbreak, of a heartbreak, of a disappointment, of a hurt. Father, take it away by your Spirit. Take it away by your Spirit. Take it away by your Spirit. Oh, oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single oppression, every single oppression and lie of the devil. I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 That thing is breaking loose. 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 Your life is moving forward. Your life is moving forward. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are coming out of the pit. You are coming out of the pit. You are coming out of the pit. In the name of Jesus. David, you will be able to say, I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I shall not be a beggar, because my God is a giver. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Somebody is being set free right now under this atmosphere of miracles. Somebody is being delivered from long overdue problems. Somebody is being liberated from the yoke of the devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give you praise. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. Your word that brings hope. Yes. Your word that brings life. Keep the song. Your word that brings change. Your word that brings transformation. Your word that brings deliverance. We thank you, Father, this morning for your holy word. Oh, yes. I know God has spoken to you today. You can close your eyes and bow your head. I know God has spoken to you. I know this because God has spoken to me. Therefore, I know He has spoken to you too. And the best thing you can do after you have heard God is to respond. To respond. You can receive the word, but the best thing to do after receiving the word is to respond to the word. Respond to the word. Some of you can feel the presence of God is moving on you already. You are feeling different. That's the presence of God. The presence of God is here. The Holy Spirit wants to reach to you. So don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give you thanks. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give you praise. Now, I'm going to pray for a few of you this morning. Some of you, you know that this word is for you. That God has sent a word.
to help you, to heal you, to free you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I'm going to count up to three. You are saying, Pastor, I think the main thing I lack in my life now, I lack Jesus. I lack Jesus. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is there Christ in me, or a crisis in me? What is in me? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Pastor, I think in me currently is crisis, not Christ. And I want to give an opportunity to Jesus to come into my heart, to enter my world and bring light and life. I'm going to count up to three. If you are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to surrender to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. I can tell you the heavens are open right now. Angels are ascending in this place. The presence of God is growing strong in our midst right now. It's a holy moment. It's a divine moment. God can visit you right now. At the count of three, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want God to come into my life. I'm done with this crisis. I'm tired of crisis. I need Christ. At the count of three, when you hear three, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Raise your right hand to the heavens. Pastor, pray with me. I need God in my life. One. Two. Three. You can raise your right hand. God bless you. 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 I see your hands. God bless you. I see your hands. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. You can take your hands down. Maybe you are here also. You are already born again. But this morning, hey, you realize you lack certain things. But you are in denial. Yes. And God wants to visit you also. Pastor, I want to recommit myself. After such a word, I want to recommit myself. Pastor, I need Christ also in my life. I want to pray for people who are saying, Pastor, I want to recommit myself to God. At the count of three, I want to pray with you. One. Two, three. You can raise your right hand. I want you to recommit. God bless you. 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 I want you to recommit. God bless you. I want you to recommit. God bless you. Thank you so much. Now, all of us that raise our hands first and second time, respond to the word by taking a step of faith. Come and join me here. Let's pray together. Make your way, please. Come. If somebody near you raised their hand, you can also encourage them to come. That's right. Please keep putting your hands together for Jesus. Many people are responding to the word. Many people are responding to the word of God this morning. Many people are responding to the word. That's right. God is speaking to us. God is speaking to us. Yes, Lord. Please raise your two hands to the heavens. Your two hands up. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, the first thing I lack is you. I lack your presence in my life. This morning, I'm standing here just to say, I need you. You are the first person I need. I thank you for speaking to me this morning. I'm responding to the word. I admit I am a sinner. I am disobedient. I have come before you. Please forgive me. All my sins, all my rebellion, all my stubbornness, I repent. I ask you, Lord, cleanse me from all sin.
Wash me with your precious blood. From this morning, take away the heart of stone and give me the heart of flesh that is sensitive, that is obedient to the voice of God. Thank you, Father. I choose life this morning. I choose the blessing. I choose to receive from God forgiveness, love, joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I believe Jesus is my Savior. He died on the cross and rose on the third day. This morning, I accept Him as my Lord and my Savior. My life, say it again, my life shall never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.